105.7 The X, Aerosmith, and the latest one from the Chili Peppers back there with Breaking Necessities. Is it Breaking Necessities? No, it's Dark Necessities. I had the wrong word, but it's something with necessities. Wasn't that a song in Jungle Book? Something about necessities of life?
Not sure.
Bare necessities. Oh, it's the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Remember that now?
No, but you can keep singing.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this.
And I'm like dancing around like I'm Baloo, too, which is the weirdest part. Nobody else can see that. One of my favorite movies of all time, Jungle Book. This guy's got a lot of monkeys in it. Here we go. Late edition of That's F'd Up. A woman in Ohio called 911 to report a fake armed robbery last week just so she could get out of a $20 bill at a Chili restaurant. For 20 bucks? Cops
horrible.
Quickly figured it out. It was a hoax. Arrested her.
Horrible.
For 20 bucks.
Idiots.
Woman in Tennessee stole a 12-pack of Bud Light from a gas station last week by putting it up her skirt and holding it between her thighs.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hope it wasn't in the freezer at the time.
Wow. Wow. And then she cleaned out the take-a-penny tray to pay for 70 cents of gas.
It's bad. It's getting worse everywhere.
I'm still trying to figure out how you put that much beer between your thighs.
Unreal.
That's one woman that would never be. You can't equal that many beers. I'm sorry. A woman, I could say something else, but I'll get in trouble. A woman in North Carolina smashed through a train crossing about 2 weeks ago, had to swerve to miss a train and hit a tree. Mm. On Sunday, she did it again at the same crossing.
Wow.
If
stupid.
At first you don't succeed.
Take her license.
Guy in Kansas had a gun hidden in his sock at a high school graduation on Sunday, tried to adjust it because it was just a little bit uncomfortable in his sock, and he accidentally shot himself in the leg.
We all carry our guns in our socks.
Then the bullet ricocheted and hit a woman 50 feet away.
Oh, no.
No injuries, life-threatening.
Oh.
Hide your gun in your sock. Well, if it was a tube sock, maybe. But
well, you know, when you're getting the pat down and they take it from your waist, you still got to have that backup one, Austin Powers style.
Or you could do that lady and hide it somewhere you'd put your beer.
Oh, good point.
The massive wildfire in Alberta, Canada. Remember you heard about that? It's crazy what they're going on up there. It's still burning after 2 weeks. Well, they found a cat who survived by hiding in a stove.
In a stove?
In a stove. I don't know how he got in there, but he got in the stove and he survived. They found him.
Amazing.
Wow. Number 69!
I'm assuming that was a Chinese home.
I don't know what you mean, John. And finally, a 64-year-old guy in Massachusetts received the first penis implant in the United States earlier this month.
What?
The urologist's name, I kid you not, is Dr. Dickon Coe. First name is Dickon. They've actually done two penis transplants. One guy lost his from cancer.
Yeah.
So he got another one.
And you just pump it up, I assume.
Well, I thought, are they taking it off of dead guys or what?
I don't know.
Do you 3D printer one?
I'm going to have to read up on this. This is fascinating.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out exactly what they do to implant it with. Is it like when you go for a nose, you go, I'd like that one. Because if it is...
Well, Chaz Bono might want one now.
So I like that one. Not someone's going to say that. You don't want Chris James's, trust me. That's the one you don't want.
That's on the economy shelf.
Yes, you get a coupon and get that one. It's on Groupon. We'll check roads after Buck Cherry on the X. Joe!